our world could do with one more good word. If you believe that science provides not basis for God, then you are almost obligated to conclude that science provides no basis for meaning, and therefore life itself doesn't have any. In other words, existential claims have no weight. All knowledge is scientific knowledge. Yet, the paradox is that scientific methodology is the product of human hands and thus cannot reach some permanent truth. We build scientific theories to organize and manipulate the world, to reduce phenomena into manageable units. Science is based on reproducibility and manufactured objectivity. As strong as that makes its ability to generate claims about matter and energy, it also makes scientific knowledge inapplicable to the existential, visceral nature of human life, which is unique and subjective and unpredictable. Science may provide the most useful way to organize empirical, reproducible data, but its power to do so is predicated on its inability to grasp the most central aspects of human life: hope, fear, love, hate, beauty, envy, honor, weakness, striving, suffering, virtue. Hey everyone! The paragraph that we just read is from a book called When Breath Becomes Air. It's one of the best nonfiction books I've ever read. It was authored by the late American neurosurgeon Dr. Paul Kalinithi, and I literally love this book from cover to cover. The memory of the night I finished reading it is still quite clear in my mind. I was bawling my eyes out. I believe I connected with this book as much as I did because of my shared love with the author for both literature and medicine, and what a heavenly blend of the two things this book is. But the richness of this book lies not just in its writing, but also in the story it tells. What a tremendous life lived and lost, if I might add. But then again, I guess lost would not be the right word to use over here, because as Paul himself once said, words have a longevity I do not. It was Doctor's Day very recently, on the 1st of July, so in commemoration of the same, this episode is for all of my doctor friends, in the hope that it inspires all of us to be empathetic towards the patients we have cared for in the past and the ones we shall be looking after in the future. So I have a poem for us. I came across it on the website to the Good Listening Project, which is a very interesting venture worth checking out. What they do as part of the project is form tie-ups with hospitals and assign what are known as listener poets to have one-on-one interactions with patients and physicians and other caregivers, thus providing all of these people with a space wherein to vent and to connect. And at the end of this interaction, the listener poet writes the person they interacted with a custom poem. One such poem is called The Art of Caring. It was penned by the listener poet Ravenna Raven for a critical care provider at the Emergency Medicine Department at the Johns Hopkins Sibley Memorial Hospital. Let's read it. The Art of Caring. I want to celebrate the strength and resilience that is always within us. I'm a hardcore bedside clinician, and I believe that medicine is a combination of science and the art of caring. Because you can't just treat an elbow, you have to get to know the whole person. And if someone says room 232 needs you, don't confuse me. Who is it? It's a privilege to be part of people's lives like this. You can't just fly in and fly out again. You have to take your time.
Thank you.